Once again, it is an honor for me to be with you.
Puji kehormatan kerabbi bebarengan teh.
I wish to talk to you today about how to tell a story.
Iye bade nyaritakeun kumaha ari ngadongeng.
If you preach to children, or to teenagers, or to adults, you need to be a good storyteller. The Bible tells us that Jesus was a good storyteller.
Kitab nyarita Yesus tukang carita nu hade.
I turn your attention to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and verse 3.
Rangtang, Matius pasal 13 ayat 3.
It says that he spake many things unto them in parables.
Ceritakeun mantena nyarioseur hal jeung misil kumaranehna.
Storytelling was one of Jesus' greatest tools.
Sareng teh hiji sarana Yesus nu ade.
He told different kinds of stories.
Mantena ngadongengkeun sagala dongeng.
Some of his stories were very real.
Beberapa tina dongengna teh nyata.
He told stories about things that had happened in the past.
Mantena ngadongengkeun carita baheula.
He used objects when he told stories.
Mantena make objek waktos nyarios.
When he said that a sower went to sow.
Tos mantena nyarios anu nebarkeun binih.
He very likely had seed in his own hand.
Mantena oge nyepeng binihna.
So he told stories about everyday things.
Jadi mantena mah nyarioskeun naon anu kajadian sapopoe.
Some of his stories were make-believe.
Caritana teh kudu dipercaya.
They had not really happened.
Tanajan teu kajadian.
But they were used as parables.
Tapi dijadikeun misil.
To illustrate the truth.
Dikeun ngilustrasikeun kayaktian.
So Jesus took natural things.
Jadi Yesus nyandak contoh ti alam.
To give us an idea about spiritual truth.
Mere ide hal kayaktian rohani.
And so this is the essence of storytelling.
Ieu inti tina ngadongeng.
We tell a story
to
communicate a truth. The word of God is like pure water.
Tuhan Gusti seperti cairan.
But the story is like a glass.
Tapi carita teh lir gelasna.
If I had a man who was dying, who was needed water.
Mun hiji lalaki anu sakarat hayangan cai.
And he was some distance away from the fountain.
Jauh ti sumur cai.
And I want to carry water to him.
Hayang merecai ka manehna.
But I have no container.
Tapi teu boga wadahna.
I can only give him so much water.
Paling bisa merena saeutik.
But if I have a container.
Tapi mun boga wadahna mah.
I can give him much more water.
Bisa merena nu loba.
When I am teaching children.
Tu abdi ngajar ka barudak.
I can teach them only so much.
Abdi ngajar bae.
Without a container.
Teu make wadah.
The container helps me to give more water.
Padahal teh nulungan supaya mereh leuwih loba.
Let us suppose that I'm telling them to obey their parents.
Abdi keur mereh nyawa supaya taat ka kolotna.
Children, honor your parents.
Paduak ajenan indung bapa maraneh.
The word of God commands this.
Dawuhan Gusti merentahkeun.
Obey your parents in the Lord.
Taat ka kolot di lebet Gusti.
I can only say this so many times.
Abdi nyaritana sababara kali.
But if I tell a story
tapi lamun make dongeng,
that demonstrates this principle,
nungga demonstrasikeun prinsip,
now I have the attention of the children.
Abdi menang perhatian ti barudak.
And they receive the truth.
Sarta narima kayaktian.
So the story is a container.
Jadi dongeng teh wadah.
And the truth of God's word is the water.
Dawuhan Gusti teh saina.
Now it's important that the teacher have the story in his heart.
Penting pisan guru boga dongeng dina hatena.
It's one thing to read a story.
Ya hiji hal keur maca carita.
But it's another thing to tell it.
Hal sajen kumaha ngadongengna.
You want to take the story from your heart.
Darek rek maca carita tina hate.
And put it into the heart of a child.
Tuluy diasupkeun kana hate barudak.
You cannot put into someone else's heart.
Darek teu bisa ngasupkeun kana hate nu sajen.
What is not in your own heart.
Anu leuwih dina hate saderek.
So here is the first rule of storytelling.
Ieu teh aturan ngadongeng.
You must read the story.
Kaderek kudu maca dongengna.
And know it.
Jeung paham pisan.
You don't have to tell it word for word.
Teu perlu sakecap-sakecap.
As it is written in the book.
Seperti nulis dina buku.
But you must know it well enough to tell it in your own words.
Kaderek kudu terang pisan pikeun nyarita ku kecap sorangan.
You see, you are communicating from your spirit
sadarek terang, sadarek komunikasikeun tina roh.
To the spirit of the child.
Ka roh barudak.
And it's important that you communicate what you know.
Penting sadarek komunikasikeun naon terang.
This gives you great confidence.
Ieu mereka yakin anu gede.
Your story should focus on one main idea.
Caritana kudu fokus ku ide utama.
If the story doesn't have a truth,
mun dongeng teh teu ngandung gayakian,
it is wasted time.
Ngan mikiran waktu wae.
And so ask yourself this question.
Tanya diri pribadi.
What is the truth?
Naon gayakian teh?
I am trying to communicate.
Urang coba komunikasikeun.
In my story.
Dina dongeng.
I make up stories about the same characters.
Abdi nyieun carita nu tokohna sarua.
Here in America we have heroes.
Di Amerika abdi boga para pahlawan.
Many people like to hear about cowboys.
Rubanu resep kana carita cowboy.
So I tell cowboy stories.
Jadi abdi ngadongeng cowboy.
In some places children like to hear about astronauts.
Di tempat sejen mah resep mah teh kana dongeng astronot.
So we tell astronaut stories.
Jadi abdi ngadongengkeun astronot.
I have told stories about the captain of a ship.
Abdi boga carita kapten kapal.
A man who had an airplane.
Lalaki nu boga pesawat terbang.
And I tell about their adventures.
Abdi nyaritakeun kalamparanana.
How they would trust in the word of God.
Kumaha manehna percaya ka Dawuhan Gusti.
And so it's very easy to make up stories.
Babari pisan nyeun dongengna.
If you have a character to tell about.
Amun sadarek boga tokoh nu rek didongengkeun.
So I sit down and I think about this person.
Abdi masih mikir keneh tokohna.
What will he be like?
Seperti kumahanya.
What does he do?
Naon urang dipigawena.
What is his name?
Naha ngaranna.
Is he strong?
Naha gagah.
Is he smart?
Pinter.
Is he brave?
Wanian.
And I tell stories about this character.
Abdi ngadongengkeun tokoh ieu.
And the next week when I change my lesson,
minggu saterusna waktu nukeurkeun pangajaran,
I ask myself the question.
Abdi nanya ka diri pribadi.
How can I tell a story about this character?
Kumaha ngadongeng tokoh ieu?
It is easy to make up a story.
Gampang bae nyieun caritana.
If you have a character.
Mun abdi boga tokoh.
That you can think about.
Ku saderek bisa dipikiran.
And so create a character.
Atam nyiptakeun hiji tokoh.
Sit down and talk with your friends about him.
Yuk obrolkeun jeung babaturanna eta.
What kind of person would he be?
Tokoh ieu kudu saperti kumaha.
Now you have something to work with.
Saderek boga nu kudu dipigawe.
I tell a cowboy story.
Abdi ngadongeng cowboy.
About healing.
Kawarasan.
The cowboy falls from his horse.
Boy teragrag tina kudana.
His leg is broken.
Sukuna potong.
He is miles away from the city.
Jauhna sabubara mil ti kota.
So he prays to God.
Manena ngadoa ka Gusti.
And God heals his leg.
Gusti nyageurkeun sukuna.
I tell about fear.
Abdi ngadongeng nu borangan.
He is in a camp one evening.
Manena aya di tenda ti peuting.
He is sitting by the fire.
Yuk nyang hareupan seuneu.
And a giant bear comes to fight him.
Datang biruang gede arek ngarontok.
He uses his gun.
Manena make bedilna.
But it does not stop the bear.
Tapi biruang ge terus bae nyampurkeun.
So finally he speaks the word of God.
Akhirna manena ngucapkeun dawuhan Gusti.
And the bear turns away.
Biruang teh malik kabur.
No matter what subject I teach.
Ieu masalah naon nu diajarkeun.
I can think of a story.
Abdi bisa mikiran hiji carita.
About this cowboy.
Al cowboy.
After about 3 months of these stories.
Geus 3 bulan ngadenge carita ieu.
The children don't like to hear them anymore.
Barudak baroseuneun.
So I put a new package on the cowboy.
Jadi abdi nyieun paket anyar al cowboy.
I dress him in different clothes.
Abdi make tokoh ieu make baju sejenna.
I change him into an astronaut.
Dirobah jadi astronot.
And all of a sudden,
ujug-ujug,
the children are excited again.
Kalenghar deui.
For a few weeks.
Pikeun sabaraha minggu.
When I sense that they're tired of the astronaut.
Dina waktu karasana geus meroseuneun deui.
I start telling stories about the captain of the ship.
Diganti ku dongeng hiji kapten kapal.
And so I keep reinventing this character.
Abdi oge manggihan karakterna.
After 2 or 3 of these cycles.
Tanggeus 2 atau 3 balikan.
The children want to hear about the cowboy again.
Barudak naranyakeun deui cowboy.
And so I rotate my stories.
Itu bae abdi ngurilingkeun dongeng eta.
about different characters.
Rupa-rupa tokohna.
But they're really the same person.
Tapi sebenarnya mah jalma nu eta keneh.
It's always a hero.
Kalawasna hiji pahlawan.
Who has a problem.
Nu boga masalah.
But he looks to God.
Tapi manehna nangan Gusti.
And God gets him out of trouble.
Sarta Gusti nulungan.
And so this is how the story is created.
Jadi kitu carana dongeng dikarang.
When you begin the story,
waktu sadarakeun dongeng,
don't give away the whole story.
Ulah ditamatkeun.
In the title.
Make judul.
Many people do this by mistake.
Umanu ngalakukeun kasalahan.
Suppose I tell the story of Jonah and the whale.
Pamabdi ngadongeng Yunus jeung lauk gede.
So I tell the kids I'm talking about the man who was swallowed by the fish.
Perudak dibere nyaho ieu dongeng teh nyaritakeun lalaki di dahar lauk.
There is no mystery now.
Jadi teu ajaib.
I have told the children the answer.
Abdi geus nyaritakeun ka jawabanana.
He will be swallowed by the whale.
Manehna diteureuy ku lauk paus.
So don't let them know.
Ulasina nyahuun.
What's going to happen?
Naon nu bakal kajadian?
In the way that you tell the story.
Waktu sadarekeun dongeng.
I will tell the story of Jonah and the whale in this way.
Dongeng hal Yunus jeung lauk paus. Kieu.
Let me tell you about a great monster.
Urang nyaritakeun heula hiji monster gede.
In the bottom of the sea.
Cicing di dasar laut.
And he went on a mission.
Manehna ngalaksanakeun misi.
For the Lord.
Pikeun Gusti.
One day he was swimming in the depth of the ocean.
Manehna keur ngojay di laut mujero.
And he heard the voice of the Lord.
Manehna ngadengeun suanten Gusti.
I want you to swim to the top.
Ngojayna ka beungeutcai.
I want you to open your mouth.
Talangap.
And I want you to swallow what comes in.
Eureuy nu asup kana sungut maneh.
So this giant fish swam to the top. When he came to the top, he could feel that there was a storm.
Waktu muncul, ngarasa aya topan.
The seas were rocking back and forth.
Ombakna ayun-ayunan.
And he obeyed the Lord.
Manehna taat ka Gusti.
He opened his mouth.
Manehna calangap.
It was filled with water.
Aya asup kana sungutna.
But there was something else.
Aya sung saja.
It came into his mouth.
Aya asup ka sungutna.
It had hair on its head.
Bukan.
It had on shoes.
Make sapatu.
It had on some clothes.
Make baju.
And the Lord said, swallow it.
Gusti ngalikat. Teureuy bae.
So he swallowed this thing.
Teureuy diteureuy.
It went down to his belly.
Eta teh asup kana beuteungna.
It kicked with its legs.
Tukuna roroesan.
It fought with its arms.
Ngalawan ku leungeuna.
It did not want to go down.
Mungeun ka jero pisan.
But he kept it in his belly.
Tetep bae cicing dina beuteungna.
For 3 days he put... He had this in his belly. He wanted to get rid of it.
Manehna hayang kaluar.
It would not stop kicking.
Keureun sasapak.
He could hear it yelling and screaming.
Bari gogorobokan tarik.
And finally the Lord said,
Akhirna Gusti ngandika,
I want you to swim to the bank.
Manehna kudu ngojay ka basisir.
And spit up this thing.
Harta utahkeun eta.
So he swam to the edge of the water.
Jadi lauk teh ngojay ka basisir.
And he spit out this hairy thing.
Jengutakeun anu bukan tea.
It was Jonah.
Eta teh Yunus.
He didn't know why God had him do this.
Nya teu ngarteun naha Gusti mah urang kieu.
But he knew well enough.
Tapi manehna nyahun.
That he had to obey God.
Kana manehna kudu taat ka Gusti.
So this is an illustration.
Ieu teh hiji ilustrasi.
I've had to tell the same story.
Kumaha ngadongeng carita nu sarua.
That children have heard many times.
Barudak remen ngadengekeun.
From a different angle.
Tapi aya bedana.
We must create suspense with our title.
Urang kudu nyiptakeun ketegangan ku judulna.
So we give the children an exciting introduction.
Ere barudak awal carita nu narik.
One that stirs their curiosity.
Nu matak panasaran.
And that makes the children want to listen.
Ngajadikeun barudak hayang nyaho.
Now, we must use our voices.
Ayeuna urang kudu make sora urang.
To communicate a mood.
Ikeun komunikasikeun perasaan.
If you have ever seen a movie.
Mun saderek kungsi nonton film.
You know that there is music in the movie.
Saderek terang aya musikan.
And the music can tell you if something bad is going to happen.
Cita merenyaho mun kaayaan goreng.
And the music tells you if something good is going to happen.
Geuye mun kaayaan anu hade.
You do not have this when you tell your story.
Urang teu boga nu kitu waktu ngadongeng.
But your voice can convey a mood.
Tapi sora saderek bisa nuduhkeun perasaan.
Your voice can communicate sadness.
Nembongkeun kasedihan.
You can communicate anger.
Aambek.
You can communicate suspense.
Gang.
And you can communicate happiness.
Kabagjaan.
As you can see already,
terang,
to be a good storyteller,
jadi tukang ngadongin wade,
you have to lay aside your dignity.
Kudu nyingkan wibawa urang.
So use these different kinds of narration
gunauge narasi teh
to set the mood in your story.
Ngatu perasaan dina dongeng.
Let me give you this illustration.
Dengan abdi bade mere ilustrasi.
The wicked king gave the order to chop off his head.
Raja nu jahat mere parantah pikeun motong sirahna.
Now don't say it like this.
Dina ulah nyarita saurti kieu.
The wicked king gave the order to chop off his head.
Raja nu jahat marentah parantah pikeun motong sirahna.
You see, it's important that you carry the mood.
Penting keur nepikeun perasaan.
In the tone of your voice.
Kaliwatan suara saderek.
And so there's happiness.
Itu deui nu bagja.
Sadness.
Kesedihan.
Suspense.
Ketegangan.
Anger.
Kaambek.
Those are the four main moods.
Aya opat rupa perasaan utama.
That can come through your voice.
Aya di suara saderek.
There's another thing.
Aya nu sajen deui.
Let's hear the characters talk.
Hayu urang dengekeun tokoh nyarita.
Don't do all the talking for them.
Ulangakeun sakabeh omonganna.
Don't just quote them.
Ulangan urutan.
Let us hear them talk.
Hayu urang Bandungan omonganna.
This is the wrong way to do it.
Ieu cara nu salah teh.
David stood before the giant.
Daud ngadeg di payun raksasa.
And he said to him,
sarta ngomong,
I will take your head off your shoulders.
Amirek neuteuk beuheung maneh.
And I will feed your carcass to the fowls of the air.
Bagaimana rek dibikin ke manuk di luhur?
Because there is a God in Israel.
Lantaran aya Allah di Israel.
We want to hear David speak.
Kuma omongna Daud.
This is the way to do it.
Ieu ngalakukeunana.
And David ran to meet the giant.
Daud lompat nyamperkeun raksasa.
And David said,
Jeuk Daud.
You come against me with a sword and a spear.
Manehna mawa pedang tumbak jeung lembing.
But I come against you.
Tapi kami nyamperkeun.
In the name of the Lord.
Kujenengan Gusti.
The God that you have defied.
Allah nu jangtang teh.
And today I'll take your head off your shoulders.
Poe ieu kami bakal neuteuk beung maneh.
Now we hear David talk.
Dengekeun Daud ngomong.
We're not just telling you what he said.
Kadar mere nyaon-naon anu didomongkeun.
We are acting out the part.
Urang teh keur merankeun bagian eta.
When I tell a story. About the boy who was called to his dinner. I speak for the mother.
Dan abdi seperti indung.
And for the boy.
Uge seperti budak lalaki.
Johnny was out playing.
Johnny keur urin di luar.
He was playing football outside.
Keur main bal.
He was having a lot of fun.
Manehna gumbira pisan.
But his mother called him to the house.
Tapi biangna ngageruhan supaya balik.
Johnny!
Johnny!
It's time for supper.
Di waktuna dahar putih.
But he didn't want to come.
Tapi tadaikeun.
He began to argue with his mother.
Manehna mimiti silih tempas jeung biang.
Hey, mom!
Hey, ma!
I do not want to come.
Mau balik.
I'm playing football.
Keur main bal.
So now you see, we hear the character. We see him.
Dina saderek terang ngadengekeun tokoh sarta katempo.
Now, it may take some practice.
Urang butuh latihan.
To lay aside your dignity.
Ikan nyingkahkeun wibawa saderek.
But don't let this bother you.
Ulah diantep ngaganggu.
You will get used to it.
Saderek bakal biasa cara kieu.
After 20-30 times.
Tanggus 20-30 kali.
The children will love it.
Barudak bari saresepeun.
You will draw them by the hundreds.
Saderek bakal narik na sanggeus 100 kali.
Because you communicate so well.
Lantaran saderek komunikasikeun nanah deh.
And it's very effective.
Ieu teh efektif pisan.
In the way that you hold their attention.
Dina cara megahan perhatianana.
The story must have a pace.
Dongeng teh kudu aya iramana.
And it's not always the same.
Teu salilana sarua.
When we tell about someone running.
Waktu abdi nyaritakeun keur lumpat.
We speak very fast.
Abdi ngomong gancang.
Johnny was running down the street.
Johnny keur lumpat di jalan.
He ran in front of a car.
Manehna lumpat hareupeun mobil.
He ran down the sidewalk.
Manehna lumpat ka si jalan.
You see, if we talk about something that happened fast,
lamun urang ngomong hal kajadian gancang,
then we speed up the voice.
Para urang oge ngagancangan.
But if we want to create suspense,
urang nyiptakeun ketegangan,
we slow things down.
Kudu alon.
Johnny was trapped in a cave.
Kuni kasasar di jero gua.
He looked for a way out.
Nehna nyangan jalan keluar.
Finally, he saw some light coming in.
Akhirnya nempot cahaya saeutik.
Slowly he climbed.
Rayap manehna naik.
Step by step.
Kalaunan ngalengka.
He climbed up the wall of the cave.
Naikkan tembok gua.
He saw a tiny hole.
Manehna manggih liang nuleutik.
But it was too small.
Leutik pisan.
He began to dig.
Ruingali.
He grabbed a handful of dirt.
Nena nyokot tanah kotor.
And another handful.
Sakepeul deui.
And another handful.
Sakepeul deui.
And all of a sudden,
ujug-ujug,
he turned to look behind him.
Manena ngalieu ka tukang.
Here came a big snake.
Aya urai gede.
He began to dig hard.
Ngalina ngagancangan.
As fast as he could.
Ngagancangan.
Hand after hand.
Leungeuna terus digawe.
Finally the hole was big enough.
Akhirna liangna gedean.
He crawled through the hole.
Yului moncor.
He made it out of the cave.
Keluar ti guha.
So you see, there is a pace in the story.
Ada terang aya irama dina leungeung ieu.
Sometimes we say things slow.
Sakapeung ngomongna kudu kendor.
Sometimes we say things fast.
Sakapeung gancang.
All right, now we use sound effects.
Alus, ayeuna urang gunakeun efek sora.
Use these with your voice.
Gunakeun ku sora sadarek.
Or with things that you have in your hand.
Tawa ku barang anu aya di sadarek.
Let me tell you the story of the man who built a boat for God.
Abdi rek kandongeng lalaki anu nyieun parahu gede keur Gusti.
God spoke to Noah.
Gusti ngandika ka Nuh.
And he said, there's a big flood coming.
Saurna bakal cah gede.
And I want you to build me a boat.
Abdi rek mangnyieunkeun parahu gede.
So Noah went to work.
Nuh mimiti digawe.
He got a saw.
Manehna nyokot ragaji.
And he began to saw the wood.
Luing ngaragaji kai.
Now when I tell this story,
waktu abdi ngadongengkeun cerita ieu,
I get some wood.
Abdi mawa sababaraha kai.
And a saw.
Ngaragaji.
And while I tell it, I saw the wood.
Waktu keur ngadongeng bari ngaragaji.
And then I hammer.
Terusna ditakol.
With a hammer.
Ku palu.
As I tell how Noah built the ark.
Kitu didongengkeun kumaha Nuh nyieun parahu gede.
It makes the story more interesting.
Ngadongengna kudu leuwih narik.
Sometimes I use my voice.
Tekapeung mah sora abdi.
Johnny was walking through the door.
Johnny keur leumpang ka panto.
The house was dark and empty.
Imah poek jeung kosong.
So he pushed it open.
Manehna ngadorong panto.
You see, it's a sound effect.
Eta teh efek sora.
Some of you can do this really well.
Berarti saderek bisa ngalakukeun nu hade.
Others will have to practice.
Sajena perlu latihan.
But this is important.
Tapi ieu penting pisan.
And holding their attention.
Dina megehan perhatian.
Now while you're telling your story,
dina wakeur nyarita,
ask questions.
Sok nanyakeun.
That have a one word answer.
Jawabanana ngan sakedap.
Sometimes you can discipline a child.
Sakapeung saderek bisa ngadisiplin budak.
Who is talking while you're teaching?
Ngobrol waktu urang ngajar.
Simply by calling his name.
Cara sederhana nyebut ngaranana.
Very often while I'm teaching.
Teman pisan kitu teh.
I'll see a child who isn't behaving.
Aya oge nu kalakuanana teu pantes.
But if I stop my story.
Tapi lamun urang ngeureunkeun carita.
I lose the attention of the class.
Bakal kalungitan perhatianana.
So while I'm telling the story.
Waktu keur ngadongeng.
I simply call the name of that child.
Abdi nyebut ngaran budak.
As I tell the story.
Waktu abdi ngadongeng.
Let me tell you the story about the monkey who didn't believe in crocodiles.
Aya urang ngadongengkeun monyet nu teu percaya ayana buhaya.
Johnny, did you know that story?
Johnny, naha maneh nyaho caritana?
When Johnny hears his name called,
waktu Johnny ngaranana disebut.
He sits up straight.
Duat diuruk ajeuk.
And he begins to pay attention.
Tuluy ngabandungan.
Sometimes I will ask the whole of the class.
Cekapeung ka sakelas.
To give me an answer.
Pikeun ngajawab.
Johnny, the little monkey saw an animal.
Monyet leutik nempo hiji sato.
It had great big legs.
Sukuna gede.
Great big ears.
Kulina gede.
A nose so long.
Hirungna panjang.
It went all the way to the ground.
Leumpangna dina tanah.
And what kind of animal is that, boys and girls?
Katonaon eta barudak.
And they all begin to say at the same time, elephant.
Jawabna babarengan gajah.
And so you see,
kitu saderek terang,
when you involve the class,
dina waktu mawa kelas,
it helps to grab the attention
nulungan tarik perhatian
of all the children.
Kabeh barudak.
It's important that you make an application.
Penting pisan nyeun penerapan.
When you tell your story,
ya waktu ngadongeng,
and build it up to a climax,
ngawangun nepi katungtungna,
and you bring it to a conclusion,
nepi kana ringkesanna,
you make an application.
Dekara nyeun penerapan.
You pick out the truth in the lesson.
Derek mawa kayaktian dina pangajaran.
You ask questions about the story.
Tanyakeun hal dongeng eta.
Jesus had to explain his parables.
Ngajelaskeun misilna.
So that the people could understand.
Pika jalma rea teh ngarti.
What he had taught them.
Naon anu diajarkeunana.
Now today I'm going to demonstrate this for you.
Ieu bade ngademonstrasikeun.
I'm going to tell you the story.
Abdi rek ngadongeng hiji carita.
About the little monkey.
Monyet leutik.
Who did not believe in crocodile.
Teu percaya ayana buaya.
Boys and girls, there was a little monkey.
Barudak aya monyet leutik.
He came home from school one day.
Balik ti sakolah.
He climbed up into the tree house.
Manehna naek ka imahna.
And he asked his mother.
Nanya ka indungna.
Mama.
Mama.
May I go outside and play?
Meunang ulin kaluar rek ulin.
And she said, "Yes, little monkey."
Jawabna, "Heuh, monyet leutik."
But don't go down to that river.
Tapi ulah ka walungan.
If you go down to the river, the crocodile will get you.
Namun kadinya buaya bakal ngegel mana?
He wanted to know about the crocodile.
Manena yang nyang buaya.
He said, "Mama, what does he look like?"
Omongna ma seperti kumaha rupana?
She said these words.
Omongna,
"He's got little beady eyes that stick above the water."
Matana leutik tapi nolol di luhur cai.
"He floats down the river like a log."
Ngambang kawas satang.
"He's got big sharp teeth."
Untuna galadai jeung sareukeut.
And great big jaws that come shut a little monkey's just like that.
Sarta caheumna gede nungkeur monyet saperti kitu.
"Don't you go down to the river."
Lahan sareup ka walungannya.
So the little monkey obeyed his mother.
Monyet leutik teh nurut.
And this happened day after day after day after day.
Unggal poe, unggal poe, unggal poe.
He got tired of listening to his mother.
Manehna bosan ngadengkeun indungna.
So as he was coming home from school one day,
poe manehna balik,
he said these words.
Manehna ngomong,
"I don't believe in crocodiles."
Teu percaya aya buaya.
"My mama was trying to keep me from having fun."
Manya nyarekan padarek senang-senang.
"And if she tells me one more time,"
mun mere nyao sakali deui,
"little monkey,
monyet leutik,
don't you go down to that river."
Mane ulaan cirup ka walungan.
"I'm gonna run away from home."
Ah, rek lompat ti imah.
So he climbed up in the tree.
Rek naik kana tangkal.
He put his books down on the table.
Kuna diteuneun dina meja.
And he asked his mother.
Ulin nanya ka indungna.
"May I go outside and play?"
Meunang ulin kaluar.
And she answered him as she did before.
Jawab indungna sarua bae.
"Don't you go down to that river."
Ulaan cirup ka walungan.
"If you go down to that river, the crocodile will get you."
Namun ancirup buaya teh ngegel maneh.
He said, "That does it."
Jawabna, "Kitu."
"I'm leaving home."
Rek lompat ti imah.
So he ran away.
Terus lompat.
He swung out of that tree.
Gugulan tungan ngajauhan dina tangkal.
He grabbed hold of a vine.
Manehna nyekel tangkal anggur.
He swung to another tree.
Tuluy ka tangkal sajen.
And to another
terus
tree.
Terus ketangkal sajena.
And to another tree.
Terus ketangkal nulian.
And finally he came to the edge of the trees.
Akhirna nepi ka tangkal nu tungtung.
He jumped down on the ground.
Tuluy turun.
And he started running through the tall grass.
Lompatan dina jukut.
He saw this great big animal.
Manehna nampo sato gede.
It had legs like a tree trunk.
Tukuna saperti tangkal kai.
Great big wavy ears.
Julina gede meber.
And a nose so long that it touched the ground.
Hidungna panjang nepi ka nataneu.
And what kind of animal is that, boys and girls?
Tatau naon eta teh barudak?
And hear the children say, "Elephant."
Jawab barudak, "Gajah."
And the little monkey knocked on the elephant's leg.
Monyet leutik teh cita jong kana suku gajah.
He said, "Mr. Elephant."
Omongna pa gajah.
"Can you tell me how to get down to the river?"
Kamana jalan ka walungan?
And the elephant looked at the little monkey.
Gajah teh melong ka monyet leutik.
And he said,
"Oh, nyarita.
Little monkey, you don't want to go down to that river."
Monyet leutik ulaan jurup ka walungan.
"If you go down to that river, the crocodile will get you."
Namun mane turun buaya bakal ngegel mane.
"He's got little beady eyes that stick up out of the water and look at you."
Matana leutik teu nolol kaluareun cai.
He floats down the river like a log.
Nyambang seperti catang.
He's got a big sharp teeth.
Untuna ngegel seket.
And great big jaws that come shut on little monkeys just like that.
Cagumna gede pisan keur ngegel monyet seperti eta.
And the little monkey said, "You're just like my mama." And he ran away. He ran through the tall grass. And then he saw another animal. It had a great big long neck. He could eat leaves out of the top of a tree. Boys and girls, what kind of animal was that?
Rudak, satanon eta.
Giraffe, is what they all say.
Girapa, jawab nombarang.
So he said, "Mr. Giraffe, can you tell me how to get down to the river?"
Monyet ngomongui, "Pak Girapa, kemana jalan ke walungan?"
And the giraffe said,
"Jawab Girapa,
you don't want to go down to that river.
Lanjut ke walungan.
If you go down to the river, the crocodile will get you.
Buaya bakal ngegel mana?
He's got little beady eyes that stick up out of the water and look at you like this. He floats down the river like a log.
Nambang seperti catang.
He's got big sharp teeth.
Untuna gede sarukut.
And big jaws.
Cahumna gede.
They come shut on little monkeys just like that."
Deketan monyet letik seperti eta.
Little monkey got mad.
Monyet letik teh ngambek.
"You're just like my mama."
Maneh mah saruana jeung emak.
And he ran away.
Tuluy lompat deui.
Now he came to another animal.
Meunggi deui sato sajena.
And this animal goes around laughing all the time.
Eta sato leumpangna nguriling bari seserian.
What kind of animal is that?
Sato naon ieu barudak?
And the children say?
Barudak jawab.
"It's a hyena."
Ajag.
The little monkey says, "Mr. Hyena."
Nyet letik nanya, "Pak Ajag."
"Can you tell me how to get down to the river?"
Pangnudukeun jalan ka walungan.
"And don't you tell me about the crocodile."
Ulah mere nyaho hal buaya.
"My mama told me the crocodile would get me."
Cek mah buaya teh rek ngegel kuring.
And the hyena began to laugh.
Ajag jeung sirikeun.
He said, "Little monkey, your mama knows that if you go to that river and look in that water and see your face, you're going to find out you are the prettiest little monkey in all the jungle. Now, do you see that big tree? You go to that big tree. And then you go this way. Through the tall grass. You'll come to a big rock. And you go back that way. And that's when you'll find the river." The little monkey was excited. "That's why my mama tried to keep me from going to the river. I don't believe in crocodiles." So he ran as hard as he could. And he went to the tree. And he ran to the rock. And the hyena began to laugh. He said, "Stupid little monkey. That crocodile is going to eat him up." But the little monkey was already gone. He pushed his way through the tall grass. And he came up to the edge of the river. He looked over the edge. But he couldn't see his face. The water was too muddy. He said to himself, "I've got to get out into the river. Where the water is clear." So he got ready to jump. Because a log came floating by.
Ayasata ngambang.
The little monkey said, "If I could just jump on the back of that log, I could get out into the clear water."
Pasti bisa nengan cai nuherang.
So he got ready to jump.
Gajang bay luncat.
One.
Hiji.
Two.
Dua.
Three.
Tilu.
He jumped.
Gajleng.
All of a sudden,
ujuk.
That crocodile's jaws opened up.
Buaya calangap.
And those big sharp teeth went kerplop.
Untung gede jeung siket cakep.
Right on top of that little monkey.
Kana hulu monyet leutik.
And the crocodile ate him.
Oh, dikerekep.
Boys and girls, does anybody know why the monkey got eaten by the crocodile?
Barudak sanung nyaho, naha monyet diakan buaya.
He didn't obey his parents.
Antaran teu taat ka kolotna.
He thought they were trying to keep him from having fun.
Dina pikirna nya rek suka-suka.
Your parents tell you not to do things.
Kolot maranyaho supaya maranehna teu ngalakukeunana.
Because they love you.
Antaran mekanya maranehna.
Not because they're trying to keep you from having fun.
Lain antaran rek suka-suka.
And God sends us other people.
Gusti ngirim us sajen.
Who tell us the same thing as our parents.
Maranyaho sarua jeung kolot.
Like the elephant.
Seperti gajah.
Who do you think he stands for?
Lain miha kasasaha.
He's like a pastor.
Manehna saperti pangaon.
Who tells you the same thing.
Maranyaho hal nu sarua.
And the giraffe.
Oge jarapah.
Who can see things.
Bisa nempo hal-hal.
That no one else can see.
Sajen nu teu nyahoeun.
Who does he stand for?
Kasaha mihakna.
Maybe God.
Pareun Gusti.
So you see, God gives us
jadi manenya Gusti mere urang
many voices
ngabejaan
to tell us that we should obey our parents.
Manenya nu sakuduna taat ka kolot.
Now, who do you think that crocodile stands for?
Maraneh ajag miha ka mana.
If you said the devil, you're right.
Maraneh nyebut iblis, eta bener.
You see, the devil lies to us.
Inyana iblis teh ngabohong.
He can't destroy
us. Manenya teu bisa ngancurkeun urang
without a lie.
Teu ngabohong.
So he lies to us.
Manehna ngabohong ka urang.
And he tricks us into disobeying the law of God.
Ngagajak ulah taat kana hukum Gusti.
Who do you think that crocodile stands for?
Maranehna buaya aya di pihak mana?
Now, he can't be the devil.
Lain pihak iblis.
We already have a devil.
Urang geus boga iblis.
He's the law of sin and death.
Eta hukum dosa jeung ajal.
So the devil can't destroy you.
Iblis teu boga ngancurkeun maraneh.
Until he tricks you into breaking God's laws. And when you break the laws of God, you bring punishment on yourself. It's like the law of gravity. If I drop this Bible, it will fall onto the pulpit. If I crawl on the building and jump off on my head, the law of gravity will hurt me.
Hukum daya tarik bumi bakal nyenyer.
God doesn't want me to be hurt.
Gusti teu mika hoyong abdi raheut.
But if I break this law,
tapi lamun ngalanggar hukum,
I hurt myself.
Ngaraheutkeun sorangan.
And that's the devil's business.
Ieu teh.
He lies to us.
Bisnis iblis.
To get us to break the laws of God.
Manehna ngabohongan ka urang supaya ngalanggar hukum Gusti.
Now teacher, that is the way to tell a story.
Jadi guru ieu nyaritakeun hiji dongeng.
Did you hear my narration?
Rekam bandungan narasi abdi.
There was suspense.
Aya ketegangan.
Sadness.
Kesedihan.
Anger.
Amak.
Happiness.
Kebahagiaan.
You see, we use many kinds of narration.
Rek terang abdi make rupa-rupa narasi.
Did you hear the different voices that I use?
Bandungan sora anu beda tinu kulub.
I had the little monkey.
Abdi boga monyet leutik.
The giraffe.
Jerapa.
The elephant.
Aja.
And the mother.
Ma.
You see, learn to lay aside your dignity. I don't act like this all the time. I'm a regular person. But when I tell a story, I'm a little bit crazy. Now I make the application by asking questions. At the end of the story. And now the children have a message. Do you see how I gave them a lot of water?
Jelas kumaha abdi meret cai ka barudak.
Because I have a bucket.
Antara abdi boga ember.
So stories like this.
Jadi ngadongengkeun caritana.
Will allow you to communicate.
Bakal nyin sadere komunikasi.
Wonderful spiritual truth.
Ayakeun rohani nu endah.
And every kind of teacher can use.
Nepi ka saban guru bisa ngagunakeun.
Grown-ups love stories.
Dewasa oge respon dongeng.
Teenagers love stories.
Rumaja oge.
And children love a story.
Moalah barudak oge.
Learn to use this tool.
Diajar make parabot ieu.
To effectively communicate God's word.
Ngamun komunikasikeun Tuhan Gusti.
Let's pray. Lord, I ask you to give us that ability. That ability to tell a story. It comes from the greatest storyteller of all. Our Lord Jesus. Equip us to do this work. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.